Commissioner Alvarez dictating clinic note on Anna Parrilla, P-A-R-R-I-L-L-A, birthday 11/22/63. Patient presents with a history of high pressure, dizziness, and headache at work. Past 2 days with vital signs with blood pressure 124/87, pulse 67. Immunizations up to date, no known allergies. Patient has history of hypertensive questionable hypertension, GERD, and low back pain. Has had surgical hysterectomy complete, tubal and appendectomy. Present illness, patient complains of headache with blurring vision yesterday, with intermittent palpitations. Had an EKG done at work, which showed no acute changes or evidence of palpitations. Today, with anxiety, additional anxiety at work, toes increased blood pressure 157/104. With episodes of palpitations times two, the past 2 days, given nitroglycerin from fellow employee. Times two without benefit, has a history of reoccurring episodes of palpitations occasionally in the past. Complaints of review of symptoms, complaints of numbness of left posterior calf, history of a questionable increased blood pressure, history of chest pain years ago with negative nuclear stress test, Benton Hospital. Given nitroglycerin because unable to complete workup, according to patient. Was hospitalized several weeks ago at Texas emergency room for dehydration with fluids for 3 days. Works as a at a casino in Livingston. Physical exam, general appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. TM is clear, pupils equal, react like accommodation, fundoscopic benign. Nasal wall mucosa are negative for inflammation or exudates. Neck supple without masses, lungs clear as auscultation percussion. Heart rather rhythm without murmurs of gallop. Abdomen soft without agenomegaly. Back nose CVA tinnitus. Skin negative for discoloration or rash, extremities negative for tenderness or restricted range of motion, neuropsychiatric, orientation times 4, cranial nerve 2 to 10 intact, no motor sensory deficit noted, mood and effect within normal limits. Patient had a random blood test and EKG done in the office. EKG shows left axis deviation with left anterior fascicular block with poor R-way progression of B1 to B4. ST elevation is also present with possible acute anterior infarct.